Good morning, 7:52 a.m. on Thursday, July 1st, 69 degrees, and it is a brand new day. How are you, everybody? PC Hearing here, and I'm back. Sorry about the day yesterday. I had hoped to walk, but between the weather, my own health, my own fatigue, I was just drained, and other considerations, the walk was just not in the cards. I am back today. It is a bright and sunny day, very clear, very white wispy clouds in the sky, cool weather, humidity is finally pushed out, and at least for a couple of days it's going to be a much more mild feeling around here. So I'm out, I'm walking, we're talking, and hello. So let's address the first topic of conversation today, the audio. Let's see now. I think I told you on Tuesday that the wireless solution I found failed spectacularly over Sunday and Monday. I ordered a new set of equipment that was recommended to me by Dave Robison over at North Pound Monologues and ButteryManVoice.com. Ding. I received that Tuesday afternoon, was hoping to debut it yesterday. Obviously, it did not happen. So today is the first day with the new set up. I don't want to say I'm already feeling more confident about it, but there is something to be said about a hardwired line in as opposed to a wireless transmission susceptible to a whole bunch of things. So I think this will work. At least has proof of concept from Dave, because he's been using it for I don't know how long to great success. So I'm I've said it before, I will say it again, I'm cautiously optimistic that this will be the final solution. You know, there is something to be said, you know, well, wires, it's so old school, it's so old tech, as it were. You know, it's not sexy, but right now I need reliable over sexy, and the previous solution may have been the wrong wireless solution. But I'm if this works, I'm sticking with it. That's just it right there. What's on my mind today? A lot of little things. It was suggested to me that I should try to focus my thoughts, and while I respect that opinion, that also kind of defeats the purpose of the walk and talk. I mean, it's not a complete. It's supposed to be the thoughts as they come to me, the thoughts as they occur to me, but at the same time, there is something to be said about deciding what to talk about and focusing on that one thing and then seeing where things go after that. Getting myself back into the routine. Like I said, the weather has been a real factor. I mean, this is the first day in probably about a week and a half that we've actually had sunny skies and tolerable, at least to my preferences, temperatures. So I'll be able to take a photo for you guys. It's more than just storm clouds on the horizon. My wife was giving me a hard time over the weekend. She says, you know, you keep taking that photo from the same spot in this weather. They're just going to keep thinking you're using the same photo over and over and over again. And she actually wanted me to take the photo. The photo I take is a western facing photo as opposed to an eastern facing photo, primarily because to the north, the west, no, the north, the east, and the south of me is all private residences and homes, and I kind of feel awkward about potentially photographing somebody's home without their knowledge, especially if it reveals their street address or something like that. I have to respect not only my privacy, but the privacy of everybody else that lives in this subdivision. So the western-facing photo gives a nice scenic view without exposing too much in terms of personal privacy. I mean, you see some houses in the distance, but that's really all you see. And it gives a good view of the weather coming in from the west. But today you'll probably be able to see something more than just gray and dark storms. What else? On the front of the writing, continuing to push forward on the Patreon projects. Got some decent, not stellar, but at least measurable and respectable word count in last night. Hopefully there'll be more of that today and tomorrow. I need to get that off to my proofreader by the end of the holiday weekend. And then I don't have the luxury of waiting or taking a couple of days to work on other projects. I'm going to have to jump straight into the next piece of that because I need to really, really get some progress going on that, because this lurch from month to month for the patrons is unacceptable to me, because it screws up other writing I want to do. And this is not to say, for those of you listening on the Patreon feed, that I'm going to blow off the project I have for you over there. It's simply saying that I need to be better disciplined about getting it done and getting proactive on it. And there is today's photo. I've got it outlined. I just have to get it written. So there's that. Back burner brainstorming on the next codename Cyrus continues. I think I talked about this, but I don't know if it came out on the audio before, so if this is a repetition, then I apologize. I've been in my early drafts of the novel, I based a set piece on in a nightclub that is based far more literally than I had anticipated on Dante's Seven Levels of Hell. And I like the concept, I like the idea. I thought it would be a final piece, or not a final piece, but I thought it would be a publishable piece. But I pulled that scene out of my archive a couple days ago, actually, and I started skimming it down, and I realized just how... I think it's less of a draft and more of a proof of concept. So I'm going to probably have to revisit that and see what I can do about streamlining it and making it just a little more... Subtle is probably the wrong word, because it's not a subtle place, but loosen up on the strict, hard interpretation of Dante and go from there. As I'm walking and talking, I find myself looking at house roofs. The house took some damage during the recent storms and is going to be getting a new roof put in the relatively near future. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Not bad, thanks. The house is going to be getting a new roof in the relatively near future. The contractor was out yesterday finishing up some of the photos we need to make that happen and to get the quotes and the estimates put together. And he left me with a small book of shingle samples. And my wife and I were looking at him yesterday, and I think we made our decision. But I find myself looking at the roofs as I walk around and say, oh yeah, those are the flat shingles, those are the architectural shingles. Oh, that's a nice color. Oh, that's, I like it. So they say don't judge a book by its cover. Well, I'm evaluating houses by their roofs. It's a little weird, I admit. You know, and then there's that. Just passed what is probably the fifth driveway today, six now, that have these little plastic Ziploc baggies with a flyer in them, and we're talking like sandwich bags you can get at the store, with a flyer in them for a landscaping company. And I'm thinking, really? I mean, I get it. We're in a subdivision. We get advertisements and solicitations all the time around here, even when we say on the door, no solicitation. It's just the way it goes. But a plastic bag. You're a landscaping company, and you're leaving plastic out on people's driveways. I know what you're going to tell me. Well, PC, we're doing that because it's been rainy and wet, and we want to protect our paper flyers. And I get that. But plastic? Really? Anywho, I think I saw one on my driveway this morning. I'm going to have to go and pick it up and toss it, because that's not how I do business. There are very few people who come to my door uninvited and win the business they're looking to win, even if I'm in the market for the product they're offering. I have nothing wrong with I have no problem with door-to-door salesmen. I have no problem with people who say, oh yes, we're from ABC Company. We just did work on the Jones's place just on the block, and you know, we noticed that your property has the same issue, or may have the same issue, wondering if you'd like us to take care of it. That's just good marketing. That's just good networking, because maybe I'm good friends with the Joneses, and if the Joneses worked with them, then maybe, you know. But very rarely am I ever going to, is it ever going to earn you an invite into my house or onto my property, sight unseen. Now, I may thank them for their time, may take their flyers, and then call up the Joneses and say, hey, so-and-so from this company stopped by, said they did some work on your house. What do you think? And then, you know, let their evaluation help me. And that might earn them the business. That's frankly kind of how the business was earned for my roof contractor. He, as I've said before, he's a resident of the subdivision, which already kind of puts him on a good path with me, and he was very highly recommended in our local Facebook group by a bunch of places, and he's done at least half a dozen houses in recent weeks that I can see. So I can vouch for his work, and actually I'm passing his house now, and yeah, he's got a good roof on it. So, you know, there's that. But very rarely, frankly, I don't think ever have I invited a uninvited solicitor into or onto my property based on a ring of the doorbell without any validation or verification. I don't know, maybe that's short-sighted of me. Maybe that's just safe. I just prefer to pick my contractors and not have my contractors pick me. So yeah. Still thinking about perspective. Don't know if you guys heard it on, no, you didn't, because the audio went bad on that day. I'm thinking a lot about perspective recently. We're starting to run a little bit on time with this walk and talk, so I'll probably save that. Yeah, we're pushing time today. So I'll probably save that for tomorrow's conversation, or maybe next week, depending on when it pops back into mind. But, perspective, yeah, that's definitely something. Well, oh, that's a nice. They've got a shed in the backyard, and it's got the same architectural shingle as the house. And you know, that's a thing, because our subdivision's bylaws require that if you are going to put an exterior building, like a tool shed or a lawnmower shed or something like that, on your property, its siding and finish, or its siding and roofing, has to match that of your home, which feels a little big brother to me, because on the one hand, who cares? But at the same time, there is a certain aesthetic to keeping things kind of in a match. And frankly, to be honest with you, I probably would have done the same thing on my own anyways. It just feels odd having to have it mandated. But can't complain too much. Take the shortcut or finish the walk. Yeah, we'll finish the walk, to heck with it. So that's about it. Things at my day job are going well. Had a proof of concept conversation with my supervisor yesterday. He liked it, so today I get to fill out the bones of the framework I put into place yesterday, which is really good because I need that framework in place for month-end close, and since today is the first day of the month, I need to have it filled out anyway, so it's nice to be able to push forward with the project as opposed to having to go back and redesign and reconceptualize. And you might be saying, well, PC, you're an accountant. What exactly do you have to design and conceptualize? And the short answer is a spreadsheet. I like to build, I mean, we use spreadsheets a lot, and we in the industry, and especially in my company, and we use spreadsheets that provide multiple stepped calculations. And I was handed a few sheets which were clunky, to say the least, and so I've been spending a lot of my time streamlining those spreadsheets so that instead of having to enter 7, 8, 9, 10 pieces of data for each calculation, I now only have to enter in 4 or 5. And so that's going to make things easier. And pretty much you enter in these, I'm very much of a mindset of you run these 5 data points and you get a number at the end, and all of your intermediate steps are visible but automatically computed for you, so you don't have to worry about repeat data or data entry error. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I'm also at the final turn before I hit the driveway. So this is the part of the day where I wish you and yours a very happy, a very healthy, a very safe, and in however you choose to define it, a very productive day today. I will talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. And oddly enough, tomorrow will be a brand new day. Until then.